Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. It's Scott. Hello to all the lovely students I met in Newquay and Chester over the weekend. Really good. No chappers all week, I believe, because he's doing cricket things. I'm sure I heard him shouting his mouth off earlier where David Greedo was trying to do the sport on Newsbeat in the background. He does the kind of halftime entertainment. So, Becky's here. Hello.
Hiya.
Hello. You all right?
Yes.
Good weekend?
Yeah, it was good, thanks.
Good. One that doesn't speak is back. Hi. Hello.
I was going to ask you how you got to Chester in the end.
By a car after the show on Friday.
Oh, I know. I forgot to give you that message.
Someone phoned
and said that they had a private helicopter and if you wanted a lift, they'd be happy to take you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, during the show on Friday. But it was on my voicemail and I must have forgotten to tell you. Sorry. But at least you got that. It's fine.
Right, so I could have gone in a helicopter, but yeah. You forgot. You didn't take the message until today.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, cheers. Great. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Laura.
Laura, where are you today?
In Lincoln.
What's occurring?
I am in the middle of making 500 canapés.
Why?
For a hairdresser that's having a launch party, and we're doing the catering.
Oh, I'd love 500 canapés right now.
I'd like to go to a hairdresser's launch party. They're always good fun, those ones.
Are. Oh, what's in the canapes, please?
At the minute, I'm making smoked salmon blinis.
Oh, lush. How can I help you?
I just need you to tell me that it's all going to be fine and we're going to get it all done in time.
Well, thing is, Laura, normally it's all fine. It's just for people who are doing exams.
But can't you just stretch it just today for me?
To people making canapés?
For people making blinis, yeah.
Laura?
Yes?
Yes, it's all going to be fine. You will get the blinis done.
Excellent.
And remember...
And a hero comes along.
All right.
With the strength to carry on.
Cast your fears aside.
And you cast your fears aside. And you know you can survive.
This is helping.
Oh, yeah,
is helping at all.
When you feel like hope is gone, look inside
you
strong, and you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
Did you like it that I actually played the version then that I taped off my TV?
That was beautiful.
Off one of the music channels. I thought you'd like that. Love you!
Thank you, love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Oh, still thinking about the 500 canapés, man. Didn't Casey Mello do that? 500 canapés in Beijing or something?
No, so the hairdresser's launch party tonight.
Really disappointed in Becky.
Well, I...
Tell everyone what you did. She just told me this.
Well, I just said to you that I, on the train home on Friday night, I saw Ruth Jones.
Off of Gavin and Stacey. And what did you not do?
Well, I didn't know I had to do it, but you've just had a go at me saying, why didn't I shout, oh, what's occurring at her?
Why didn't you do it?
Because she looked like she was just sort of stood there and I didn't want to...
She loves it.
I was too shy to go up to her and
how
I didn't want to
shout.
How can
you see Nessa off Gavin and Stacey and not shout, oh? And she would have gone,
oh,
back.
No, she wouldn't. She would have probably done something rude.
No, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't. She
look, I know, Ruth. If you go, oh... She'll go...
Oh!
Back.
Really?
Really, yeah. She loves it.
Something tells me she might not
have
done.
Honestly, she definitely loves it. Even if you're, like, a real distance. Let's say, you're on the concourse
She was about that distance away from me, yeah.
She'll go... Oh! Ruth! What's occurring? She loves it. Even if you're on, the same train carriage at the other end, same. You go... Oh! She goes... Oh! Back.
Well,
how can you not do that?
Do you know what? I probably will see her again because we travel in the same direction, so...
It's like seeing Victor Meldrew and not saying, I don't believe it. You have to.
Would you?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. Yes. Really disappointed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Seaford.
How can I help?
Basically, I was calling to say that I saw Patsy Palmer, but I didn't shout Ricky.
Oh, Tom, what are you doing?
Well, you know, she was in Bowlplex, loving it with all her kids and stuff.
Yeah, but she loves it if you shout, Ricky!
Well, you know.
That's like seeing Dappy off N-dubs and not going, nah, nah, nah. He loves that as well. I was doing it all the time at the big weekend. You go, nah, 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 and he goes, nah, nah, nah. Back straight away. He loves it. That's a schoolboy error, Tom. I love you, though.
I love you, too. Radio 1
Podcast. Got a special Oh What's Occurring tonight. Are you excited?
Yeah.
It was downloaded at the weekend. Hello if you went. And tonight on Radio 1, midnight to 4, it is Radio 1's download all-nighter. You can relive it if you were there and live it if you weren't there. With Limp Bizkit, I've got Pendulum on, Slipknot, Fight Star, Faith No More, Enter Shikari, loads. So if you're a download and or you want to hear what it was like, midnight to 4 tonight on Radio 1. And to celebrate a special Oh What's Occurring at 5:30 tonight, we've changed it to this.
What's Occurring?
Now, what extremely famous rock band singer is that? Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
What's Occurring?
Who's that? One of the bands on the weekend?
No idea.
Trigger the Bloodshed.
Oh, I was going to say Trigger. Oh,
God, don't you recognise him? I don't know if that is actually Trigger off of Trigger the Bloodshed. I would quite like it if his name was Trigger, though. Right, Dave? That would be good.
What's Occurring?
Can I just say, if you ever see Ruth Jones, don't do that to her, because she doesn't like that at all. And she definitely doesn't go...
Oh!
...back. So, a special Oh, What's Occurring? We're going rock, dude, at 5:30 tonight on Radio 1. You're going to like it a lot.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Did you just claim you could have, the band Trigger the Bloodshed in a fight, Becky?
Yes, but actually I was looking at a picture of them from 2006 and I'd like to retract that because now I certainly couldn't have them because they're very scary looking.
Right.
So I never did say that ever at all.
Apparently I've just found out some more information. They're from Bath. They're Bath's finest brutal death metal band, unless you know different. And they'll be on...
What's Occurring?
Download special, dude, at 5:30 tonight. Why do I say dude every time I talk about download? It's really embarrassing. Right.
I wasn't going to say anything, but it is quite dad-like.
It certainly is. Everyone's like, oh, just cough, Scott. You sound rubbish. I've got a bit of man flu, that's all. It's all fine. Okay, darling, let's talk musicals. Scott Mittle.
Where did you get this from?
I just found it.
Just found it? What, on your iPod?
I don't listen to show tunes all the time, Becky.
All the time. No. It means you do have it. You haven't said, no, it's not from my own personal collection.
Scott Mills' musical. On
this
the...
does make you happy, this song, doesn't
I
it?
I like it. Let's listen
just
to it more.
Just make sure to do a few jazz hands.
If you don't know by now, we're putting on a musical at the Edinburgh Festival on the 11th, 12th and 13th of August. Tell you what, over the weekend I've had texts and emails from so many mates saying, oh, mate, get us a ticket to the musical. Bigger than the big weekend, this.
Are you sorting them all out?
I haven't really.
I need to speak to Chappers about that, don't I? Because he's in charge of the ticket allocation.
No one's asked me for a ticket.
I'm just going to forward all my requests to Chappers.
Right. Have you had any many requests from people?
Yeah.
Like who?
My sister and my dad.
Wow.
That's a lot in my world.
Now, if you do want to get tickets for Scott Mills' musical, don't try and get them yet. We'll tell you how soon, just as soon as we've worked out how we're going to do it.
Yeah, Chappers is in charge of that, so it might be a while.
But this is a hot ticket, baby. Now, I did ask you to send in some songs last week, and some people have. Oh, I like this. Lewis off of Chelmsford's been on. It's a song about Chappers, which we did ask for last week. Now, Lewis has sent a song in before... And he's the one that sounds a little bit like the Pet Shop Boys. Have a listen. In fact, I think it might be the Pet Shop Boys sending it in under an assumed name. Thanks for sending this in, Lewis.
I've been a psychic far too long, but now I've got my very own song. I don't have to share the spotlight with Scott anymore. I'm going solo, I don't need Dave. I'd like to take this chance to say not even guide dogs are allowed in the auditorium today. You wanted a showstopper, well, here it is, it's Chappers on my Mr. Chappers on a BBC. Hit them with the rhymes, MC Scott Mills.
You've got to make them laugh. You've got to make them cry. You've got to wow the crowd like Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer.
We did ask for a rap last week.
If you don't, you might find yourself unemployed. You could lose your sports presenting job to Little Lloyd. Cricket and football and all that other stuff never really interested me that much. But when Chappers is on, it makes it all right. Unless he starts banging on about Man United.
I like that.
This is brilliant.
Thank you so much, Lewis, off Chelmsford.
You did say last week that you wanted to do your very own John Barnes rap, and I think there it is.
There it is. You see? Any more songs you've got, please do send them in. Any more ideas you've got, it's a team effort. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Oh, God.
Thank you. It's Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I love this music. Scott Mills Musical. Some more ideas come in all the time. Thank you so much for these. Beck has been on. I tried to call you, Beck, but you're not answering your phone. She says, hi, dude. Bracket Scott. I am a student studying costume interpretation. Would love to do some costumes for the musical. I'm very good at period dress. I could make you a corset. Now, I just said this idea to the one that doesn't speak, and he's like, what a brilliant idea. Why didn't I think of that? It could be a period drama. Really not.
I think it could. They are coming back.
So he's done that with his piece of paper and is starting the next draft of the musical now. I don't want to
be good. You said you loved Casualty 1909 or whatever it is.
In Jane and Middle Miss or whatever they're called.
Jane Middle Miss?
Period dramas.
She's on Celebrity MasterChef.
Oh, it's Jane Eyre, not Jane Middle Miss.
Same.
No, I don't really want it to be period drama. Like, me in a corset, really not. Did you see Hole in the Wall?
You didn't have a corset on that.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi.
Who's that?
Hannah from Derby.
Hannah, what are you saying? What are you saying? How can I help?
I'm writing a musical about swing ball, but I'm a bit stuck.
Right.
For plot ideas.
Why are you writing a musical about swing ball?
Well, me and my friend were playing swing ball, and it just hit us.
Did it?
But we could write a musical about it.
Hit you in the face?
A bit of both, really, because right. We're not that good.
I haven't played swing ball for ages. Why would you write a musical about it, though?
I don't know. It just seemed like a good idea, and
it's really
now
not.
I've started writing it.
Yeah. How far have you got?
I've written 4 scenes.
Okay. What happens in the scenes?
Well, it's about this person who plays swing ball, but she's not that good. But her dad pays everyone to act terrible, so she doesn't feel disappointed in herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then this person she beats is all like, your dad paid us to play rubbish, and she feels sad, so she has to learn how to play it properly.
Right.
To feel good about herself again.
Okay. This sounds better than ours at the moment. Which I'm not happy about. But anyway, I'm sorry I can't really help you, but good luck with Swing Ball the Musical.
Okay, bye.
Scott, you have rubbish advice.
Sorry, Hannah. I don't know what to say. Sorry. Ellie from Bath's been on now saying, I think a period drama is a brilliant idea. And now you've told the one that doesn't speak, it's all going off. He really thinks it's a great idea. He thinks Chris Moyles could be like Mr. Darcy. Oh, God. I don't want a period drama, really not. He thinks it's a brilliant idea now. All the same characters, but just in wigs. Also, that girl I didn't help. Sorry, Hannah, I do love you. I just don't know what to say about Swing Ball the Musical. The bits of Swing Ball that we've incorporated into our musical are now going to have to be off, aren't they? That big long swing ball sequence, and then the climax at the end where I become world swing ball champion, now have to be erased, because she'll think we just nicked her idea. Rubbish.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
What's Becky's forte?
We're on a continuous quest on this show to find something that Becky is really excellent at. She's quite good at a few things, but not... There's not one thing she's excelling at.
That jingle makes me really nervous.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, you tried beatboxing. You were rubbish at that.
Yeah.
Cheerleading? Nothing. Mind reading? Really rubbish. Celebrity interviewing?
I don't ever want to hear that again.
Do you not?
No. But bless Rio Ferdinand for humouring me.
I think I've found what it is.
What's Becky's forte?
I was watching something over the weekend.
Really?
And
oh, no.
I thought, Becky would be brilliant at that.
Go on.
Go on, ask me.
What is it?
I'll give you a clue. Yeah?
Yeah.
Tennis. Later today,
oh,
you are going to go and play tennis with somebody, and we will see if that is your forte.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Who have I got to play?
Andy Murray.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Scott. A special What's Occurring coming up. That was me being rock again from Download. And don't forget, there's a special show on tonight. If you were there, if you want to hear what it was like, so many rock bands, midnight to four, it's Radio 1's Download all-nighter. Right, so I've got what I think could be Becky's forte. Everyone on the text is like, no, she's not going to play tennis with Andy Murray.
Is he not having a lie down after winning yesterday?
He's fine.
Really?
So what I'm going to do, after Oh What's Occurring, this is absolutely true.
Today?
Yes. I'm going to say goodbye to you. Thanks for coming. And I'm going to send you off to a secret location, and there you will play tennis with Andy Murray to see if it's your forte.
But I haven't got my sports bra or anything. You can't just, as a girl, you can't just burst into spontaneous exercise. You need to plan it.
Can you not?
No, otherwise I'd go all over the place.
You won't mind.
Okay, so right. I play tennis without a sports
right.
bra.
Yeah, you can.
6 o'clock tonight.
Okay, here's the thing. It's not going to be proper tennis.
Oh,
it's going to be Grand Slam tennis.
Grand Slam? What? So I'm not
it's a game on the Wii.
I thought you just entered me into like one of the biggest tournaments.
No, it's a game on the Wii.
I haven't even got a seed yet.
Eh?
In tennis, they do.
No idea.
No. I was trying to do a sports joke on you.
Right,
and it
didn't really go wrong.
Yeah. Where's right. Chappers when you need him?
This is true. This is going to happen. Okay.
I'm really nervous now.
So you're going to
play him at Wii tennis?
Yes, you are.
Right.
Okay, and we'll see if that's your forte. You might be really good. This could be the thing you're excellent at. There is one thing, though, before I send you off, there is one thing that you absolutely have to promise me.
Right.
You cannot in any way hurt him.
Why would I hurt him? Because,
well...
Oh, what, want to fling him? No!
Yeah. Don't
no,
put his ankle out or something.
No.
Because if you injure him just before Wimbledon, you will be the most hated woman in Britain.
But you do flail your arms around with that game.
Yeah, you do. But seriously, you'll get more death threats than when you threaten to... beat up that death metal band earlier from Bath.
I didn't do that.
The world will hate you. No pressure. So do not injure him.
So I've got to stand well away from him
really
and beat
please
him at tennis.
Do that, because otherwise, like, he's second favourite to win now. I don't want to put all that on your shoulders, but it is. So that could be your forte, and we'll find out how you get on
so
tomorrow.
So if I beat him today, that means I'm the favourite
to win. Your favourite to win Wimbledon. Brilliant.
Amazing.
If Wimbledon was on the Wii. Hello, Lucy in Winchester. Who is on the way up to see Joe Bro tonight at Wembley. I'm going to play you the live lounge they did for Joe Wiley earlier. And Jonas Brothers fans, if you go online, I can tell you the video of them performing is now there, so you can just look and drool and stuff at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Get the download. Today is a special Oh What's Occurring.
What's occurring?
It's just you on your own today, Becky, so you might win.
I think Chappers is too scared to come in today because of that.
Blatantly. Okay, so are you ready for your rock, dude, special of Oh What's Occurring?
Yes.
Let's go.
What's occurring?
It really tickles my ears, that, because it comes in my headphones.
Right, first one. You know Meshuggah?
Meshuggah?
Yep.
Is that like my darling?
It's not like my darling, it's Meshuggah.
No.
You know Meshuggah, they sound a bit like this. Meshuggah, yeah?
No.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. They have got the first question for you today.
I'm Martin Hogstrom of Meshuggah. And my question to you, Scott, is how many sugar does Meshuggah have in their coffee?
So there we are. That's the first question.
Oh, no.
All the members of the band in Meshuggah, how many Meshuggahs do they have in McCoffee?
Do you know what? I know this about Akon, but I don't know this about Meshuggah.
How do you know about Akon?
I know Akon has 13, because he once... They once said, bring more sugar.
13?
Yeah, they once said, bring loads of sugars for Akon, so I brought 7, and apparently it wasn't enough. He has 13 sugars. Meshuggah.
That's a really interesting fact.
How many?
Right there.
Not brown sugar, either. It has to be white. Mm. All the... 5.
You think Meshuggah...
Altogether?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so 5. 5 altogether.
You think Meshuggah have 5 Meshuggahs in McCoffee?
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
I like this.
What's occurring?
Here are Meshuggah.
I have none. Thomas, our drummer, has 2. Jens, our singer, he's a sugar guy, so 3 there. And Dick has none. And Frederick, he keeps us as black as possible. So that totals 5.
Oh my God! You're really good at this.
This
is your forte, guessing how many... How many Meshuggahs they have in McCoffee?
That's amazing.
5 is the correct answer. Well done.
What's occurring?
Next one. You know Def Leppard?
Well, I've heard of them.
Yeah. They sound a bit like this. They were at Download.
Do you know what? That is a really good... I like it when men do that.
But I don't think that happens enough in songs these days. It's good, isn't it? Whoever thought that was a good idea? Anyway.
We need to get that in the musical. Can you imagine in your corset doing that? Really not.
There are loads of old bands at Download.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's call them veterans of the rock scene. Def Leppard, they've been around for ages. In fact, we worked this out before the show. They have a combined age of 683 if you add up all the members of the band's ages. There's 4 of them. They've been around for a long time.
That's really old.
It is, isn't it? Now, just before Def Leppard went on stage, Adam the Rat, you know Adam the Rat from the Radio 1 Rock Show?
Yeah.
Adam the Rat went out and offered, what a kind man, the Def Leppard fans a Werther's original. He asked 8 Def Leppard fans. My question to you is this. How many of those Def Leppard fans would accept his kind offer of a Werther's original?
No one says no to a free sweet, do they?
Don't
7.
Know. You think 7 out of 8?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
What's occurring?
Do Def Leppard fans like Werther's originals?
Hi there, I'm very sorry to disturb your festival experience. I was just wondering if you would like a Werther's original.
What an absolute dream come true this is.
Would you like one?
Oh, yeah, cheers, please.
Would you like a Werther's
original? I'm alright, mate.
Right, why not?
I don't like them.
I've also got the soft and chewy variety, if you prefer.
Nah, I don't want, mate.
Hello. You like Def Leppard?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like a Werther's original?
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love it. No questions asked. Just like, yeah, sure. I just wondered if you would like a Werther's original, courtesy
what
of Radio 1.
What is in these Werther's originals?
I think it's mostly sugar, glucose syrup.
Would you like to try one?
No, I'm good,
go on,
thanks.
Chuck it up.
I don't
go on,
know.
Chuck it up.
Isn't in the rock.
Okay, now I love.
Can I count my own one? Hello, what are you looking at?
Huh?
Would you like a Werther's original?
I'd love a Werther's original.
Go on then, dig in.
Thank you.
Hello there, would you like a Werther's original?
With the lockerbot? Yeah, I'll say no, mate. Yeah, thanks, yeah. Cheers.
You don't want to ask me why I'm... They're just way far too willing to accept sweets of a strange-looking man. Oh, talking of strange-looking men. Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just wondered if I could interest you in a Werther's original.
What's that about?
It's a sweet.
Ah, yeah, I'll have one, yeah. Shall I tell you straight away what it tastes like?
Please, yeah.
Nice potatoes, nice.
Yeah, is it the kind of thing you'd maybe give to your grandchildren?
Definitely, definitely, yeah.
Thank you very much, sir.
Not too strong, no weak. Just about right taste, you know?
Brilliant. And it was seven.
Yes.
You are so good at this. I love the Def Leppard fans.
You like Def Leppard?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like a Werther's original?
Cool, thank you.
Straight away, see? Most of them just said yes. Also, this guy.
Hello there, would you like a Werther's original?
With the Lockerbot? Yeah, I won't say no, mate. Yeah, thanks, yeah.
What did he say?
With the Lockerbot.
What's that?
With the Lockerbot.
With the Lockerbot? What?
With the Lockerbot.
Is that a Midlands thing that I don't know
what's
about?
What did you say? What
are you talking about?
With the Lockerbot.
That's like the fastest speaker ever.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe some people from the Midlands could text in and say, maybe say what he is...
With the Lockerbot.
What he is saying there.
With the Lockerbot.
Well done again.
What's the curry?
Last one. I really like Adam the Rat, by the way. I think he should do more. You know Suicide Silent?
Yes, they're a deathcore band from Riverside in California.
That's it. Sound a bit like this. No, I put that on the end. That was Def Leppard. Right, we did the champagne game with Alex off of Suicide Silent. He's given a bottle of fizzy wine, and he has to name as many celebrities as he can before the cork pops off. How many celebrities do you think Alex off of Suicide Silence could name before the champagne cork went pop?
Six.
You're saying six? Okay, let's find out.
What's occurring?
Here is Alex from Suicide Silence playing the champagne game.
Hey, this is Alex from Suicide Silence, and I'm going to try to name as many celebrities as I can before this wine bottle pops that I am shake. Champagne bottle pops. So, here we go. All right. John Candy, Bill Murray, Thomas Jenkins, Henry Winkler, Val Kilmer, Will Ferrell, James and the Giant Peach. He's kind of... Oh!
Hey!
Dude, I was at that guy. That was like seven or eight, maybe nine.
It was six!
This is my best Owatsa carrying ever.
Well, let me see.
Can we do these ones every day, please?
Yeah, they're really good. You're so good at all the rock thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, let's go through his celebrities that he named.
John Candy, Bill Murray.
Okay, mostly... film stars from the 80s.
Thomas Jenkins.
Okay. The one that doesn't speak just looked him up on Google.
He was a headmaster of the King Edward to something grammar school, Stratford-upon-Avon, in 1575.
Right, is he a celebrity?
He's on Wikipedia, but I wouldn't call him a celeb.
Okay, so we can't count that.
No.
Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler?
The Fonz.
It's the Fonz.
He does count.
He counts?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, he counts.
Next.
Val Kilmer.
But yeah, he can't. He's an actor and stuff.
France.
France is a country, Alex.
France.
That doesn't really count, does it? Next one.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, that's good, yeah. He's definitely a celebrity.
James and the Giant Peach.
No, that's a book by Roald Dahl. So you can't have... you can have the Fonz, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't have that bloke from the school in the 1500s.
No.
You can't have... James and the Giant Peach or France.
No.
So I think that makes it four.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh. But you win anyway.
I still win. Yeah.
Well done. And that was today's...
What's occurring?
podcast.
Right, so Becky is now off to play tennis with Andy Murray to see if that is her forte and you hear what happens tomorrow. Nikki, off of unofficialmails.co.uk, says, I reckon they've just got someone who happens to be called Andy Murray. No, it's the real one. please don't hurt him, otherwise okay. You'll be the most hated woman in the whole of the world. We'll find out how Becky gets on What's Becky's Forte with Andy Murray tomorrow.
Wish me luck.
Oh, I'm on my own now. Right, let's get the one that doesn't speak on the voice changer after six. I quite like that. Are you up for that?
Really?
Yeah, he is. Amazing. Right. Bye, Becky. Have fun at the tennis.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, Chappers is off doing the cricket. Becky has gone to play tennis with Andy Murray to see if it's her forte. No, I'm serious. If you just switched on, we've just sent her off to play Andy Murray at Grand Slam Tennis on the Wii. Find out if it's her forte tomorrow. So this is where I bring in the one that doesn't speak. Hello. It doesn't work. Hello? Oh, God, no! No! Why isn't it working? Oh, no. Don't speak again until I've got it working, because that's just your actual voice. Oh, no, you've spoken! Oh, no. It was only one word. They'll never find out your actual identity. It's fine.
Scott Mills.
This is
Radio 1.
That went well. Wow. Oh, so many texts coming in. Stephen Cheshire are now going to have to change his name to the one who spoke once. John in Brampton's not happy. Neither is Fraser in Sunderland. Some people saying they know who it is now. Someone thinks it's his next door neighbour. Recognise his voice anywhere, says Paul. The one that doesn't speak sounds hot. Give us more. From Ian on the M27. OMG, that's it. It's the end of an era. I finally heard the one that doesn't speak's voice. I'm off. Mickey of Preston thinks it might be Chico. It's really not. All I can do is apologise for the voice change on behalf of the voice changing machine. That wasn't my fault, and I'm sorry that you heard one word from the one that doesn't speak. I am absolutely gutted. This is a bad, bad, bad day, bad times. And I will be taking that off the iPlayer so you can't hear it ever again. I hope you're alright. I'm not. Jordan Sparks coming up. And Paloma Faith. Right, that's it. I'm getting a new voice changer. You will never hear that again, I'm really sorry. Gutted, I really am. Okay, Scott Mills Musical, 11th, 12th and 13th of August at the Edinburgh Festival. Simon Clark, thank you so much for your input, plotline-wise. I'll read you... He's been taking it very seriously. I'll read you some of the things he's been saying. My initial thoughts are around two main climaxes in the show. The one ends the first half before the interval. Oh, we're having an interval now, are we? It's not going to be that long, is it? It's introduced by a song called A Horse for One Bin and sets the scene for Oh, What's Occurring. This can take place with audience participation. The audience will play the part of Stupid Street. The questions can be made up on the night and so potentially be quite current. The questions... Yeah, you said that. As many of the audience as you want can be asked for the answers. This will require the actors to be skilled at improvisation and should be great fun. It would also be great if there could be a special surprise guest to take part each night. This is my favourite bit. It might also be fun to have a godlike figure making comments on Scott's behaviour and acting as Scott's conscience throughout the show. This would be filmed and played back on a screen for each performance. I would like to see Westwood in this part. The climax at the end of the show would be Scott realising that what he really loves is life itself, not wine, by launching into a song called I Love Life, which would be suitably anthemic and catchy and involve all the cast, as well as all the people on Stupid Street, the audience, singing along. You've really thought about this? Thank you. He's even put a cast list. Scott Mills, Becky, Chappers, the one who spoke once, Scott's mum. For scenes in which Scott is confronted with difficult issues in his life that he has to, up to now, avoided dealing with. Joe Wiley. For a bed scene, Napoleon the Parrot. David Hasselhoff, Britney Spears, yeah, right. A mobile tanning salon, attractive people, and Westwood as himself. Amazing, thank you very much, Simon. Any more input for songs, plot lines? We're in this together, people. Send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on my email. We are actually doing this musical, it's for real. It's happening in August, second week of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/millsthemusical. Thank you, darlings.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Jordan Sparks on Radio 1 and Battlefield. Amazing, it works. One that doesn't speak, get on this now.
Jordan Sparks and Battlefield. I'm just testing it because I don't want that to ever, ever happen again. Becky's playing tennis with Andy Murray. Chappers is at the cricket, so the one that doesn't speak is here. Hello.
Hi.
Amazing.
Radio 1.
You can speak as much as you want now.
Oh, brilliant. I'm here for the till 7.
What?
I'm here till 7.
Brilliant. Just after 6:30.
Here's entertainment news with Tulip.
That's so frightening.
Thanks, Tulip.
Weird.
Are you coming to the Jonas Brothers gig with me later?
That would be lovely.
Brilliant, I'll pick you up at 7.
Thank you so much. Over the weekend, we got a lot more kind of plot lines and ideas for Scott Mills musical. You are helping us out with this. Thank you. Some good songs as well, but we need more. Please send in whatever you have, any ideas, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. One that doesn't speak is here. He's on a voice changer.
Hi.
Hi. And David in Chichester has got a plot for us, hasn't he?
It's a very good plot, this one. Thanks for this one, David.
Okay. So we're going to act this out as it would happen, right?
Okay. So here's how it starts. It starts with Scott. He's finished his Radio 1 show and goes home to bed. But that night, there's a big storm.
Big storm. I haven't got any rain or anything. But just imagine there's rain and stuff, yeah.
And Scott is visited in the... That's quite good, huh?
Makes it a bit scarier.
Scott is visited in the night by the ghost of David Hasselhoff.
I am David Hasselhoff.
Hoff a doodle doo, people. Too much Pinot Grigio.
But there's a slight flaw in that the Hoff isn't actually dead, is he?
No, he's not dead,
right.
No.
Okay. And Scott is quite shocked by this. And the Hoff tells Scott that he's got a power that nobody in the world has.
Okay.
He can cure people of illness. Absolutely anybody.
You still need the scary music?
No, that's fine now.
Okay.
All Scott has to do is visit people in hospital and sing the Hoff's hits to them in hospital.
Oh, I like
and they will be cured.
So I could sing Looking for Freedom, Jump in My Car.
All that.
Okay.
Trouble is, no one wants you to do it and say that they'd rather actually just pop off than hear you sing the hits of the Hoff. So eventually you manage to convince them, and you sing, and then there's a twist. Turns out you can't cure people at all, and you're just going a little bit mad and didn't see the ghost of the Hoff at all.
Oh.
And you end up being put in prison.
The end.
But thanks for that, David.
Thank you very much, David from Chichester. Keep your plot lines coming in, please, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nick off of Northwich has been on saying, you need a tanning booth time machine in the musical.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yes, definitely. Tanning booth time machine. There's quite a few good time travel stories coming in.
Okay. He says, yeah, you could help people throughout time. Love you, Nick off Northwich. Also, can I just say sorry to everybody who got a little bit scared by the scary music we were just playing and stuff, because there are quite dramatic weather conditions in quite a lot of the country at the moment. And... like this one, it says, I'm walking home from work and you started playing the scary music. As you started doing that, a huge bolt of lightning struck, followed by thunder. I'm now running home in the pouring rain and a bit scared. That's just one of the many texts that came in. So thanks very much for that. Also, Marique's been on from Shrewsbury saying, why is Chappers' voice so deep? Well, explain, please.
Well, Chappers isn't here this week, and Becky at the moment is off doing playing tennis with Andy Murray, which is a quite long story. So I'm actually the one who doesn't speak. And so I'm just for one day only speaking, but I've got this thing disguising my voice for my identity, so that it's not Chappers, it's me.
That's weird. This is so weird. Becky is playing tennis with Andy Murray on the Wii to see if it's her forte, and tomorrow we will find out if it is and if she's any good or not.
It's actually very easy what Becky and Chappers do, isn't it?
Really easy. All you have to do is just sit there and do what you're doing.
I might get rid of them.
Yeah, seriously, do it. You'll find out if it is Becky's forte tomorrow. Everyone's like, it's not the real Andy Murray. It is. She's playing tennis with him right now on the Wii. I've made her promise not to hurt him because he's quite important that he's okay. You know what I mean? I'm Scott. This is the one who spoke once.
Hello.
I've changed it now to make it high.
That's just silly now.
Right, you can't actually understand what.
At least the one before was alright. This one's just ridiculous. I just sound stupid now. If you want me to speak on the radio, just give me a proper voice.
Try that.
Hello? That's a little bit better. It's still not good though, is it?
Someone just texted in to say, Scott, have you finally lost the plot?
I think you have. I think this day will go down in history as when Scott lost the plot.
It's just the one that doesn't speak on a voice changer because to protect his identity. He's helping me out today because Becky's away playing tennis with Andy Murray and Chappers is at the cricket and stuff. But thanks very much. You are now known as the one who spoke once.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say about the musical? Keep stuff
yeah,
coming
keep
in.
Yeah, keep your ideas coming in for the musical, by the way. We just need all ideas for plots, songs, posters, anything you like, really. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thank you.
I actually think I have lost it. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.